This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 17, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning, everyone. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, November 17, 2016 will now come to order. First item on the agenda, item number one, is Draft Advisory Opinion 2016-16, submitted by Gary Johnson 2012, set forth in current agenda document is 16-61-A. We have Jessica Selenkoff and Robert Knopp from the Office of General Counsel to give a presentation. And I believe we before we launch in, we have some late submitted documents. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of the following documents. Agenda document 1657A1, AO2016-20, revised draft A, and agenda document 1657B, which is AO216-20, draft B.
Any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. We'll now turn to Ms. Selenkoff to give a presentation on the Gary Johnson AO request.
Thank you, Chair Peterson. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 16-61A presents a draft advisory opinion in response to a request by Gary Johnson 2012, a publicly funded presidential campaign committee. After an audit, the Commission determined that Governor Johnson and the committee must repay approximately $300,000 to the United States Treasury. The Commission also made two audit findings for which the committee may incur civil penalties. The committee asked several questions regarding the sources and amounts of funds it may raise and use to pay these debts. The draft concludes that the committee may accept funds to pay its obligations from individuals who are currently allowed to contribute to candidates, but who were prohibited sources, either federal contractors or foreign nationals, in 2012. The committee may accept contributions for Treasury repayment subject to source and amount limitations, and may accept donations for civil penalty payments without regard to amount limitations. The draft also concludes that a third party's payment directly to the Treasury or to the Commission to satisfy the committee's obligations is subject to the same source and amount limitations and the same reporting requirements as payments received by the committee directly. The Commission received no comments on the request or the draft, and we're available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for that presentation. Do we have any questions of counsel or any discussion on this advisory opinion request? Hearing none, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move to move agenda document number 1661A, draft A.
Any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Selenkoff.